bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the Book of Amos. Amos was a herdsman living in the village of Tekoa. All day long he sat on the hillsides watching the sheep, keeping them from straying. One day in a vision, God told him some of the things that were going to happen to his nation, Israel. This vision came to him at the time Uzziah was king of Judah, and while Jeroboam, son of Joash, was king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. This is his report of what he saw and heard. The lion roared like a ferocious lion from his lair, from his temple on Mount Zion. And suddenly the lush pastures of Mount Carmel withered and dried, and all the shepherds mourned. The Lord says, "The people of Damascus have sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave her unpunished any more, for they have threshed my people in Gilead like grain is threshed with iron rods. So I will set fire to King Hazael's palace, destroying the strong fortress of Ben-Hadad. I will snap the bars that lock the gates of Damascus and kill her people as far away as the plain of Avon. And the people of Syria shall return to Ker as slaves. The Lord has spoken." The Lord says, "Gaza has sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave her unpunished any more. For she sent my people into exile, selling them as slaves in Edom. And so I will set fire to the walls of Gaza, and all her forts shall be destroyed. I will kill the people of Ashdod, and destroy Ekron, and the king of Ashkelon. All Philistines left will perish. The Lord has spoken." The Lord says, "The people of Tyre have sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave them unpunished any more. For they broke their treaty with their brother Israel. They attacked and conquered him, and led him into slavery to Edom. And so I will set fire to the walls of Tyre, and it will burn down all its forts and palaces." The Lord says, "Edom has sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave him unpunished any more. For he's chased his brother Israel with a sword. He was pitiless in unrelenting anger. And so I will set fire to Teman, and it will burn down all the forts of Bozrah." The Lord says, "The people of Ammon have sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave them unpunished any more. For in their wars in Gilead to enlarge their borders, they committed cruel crimes, ripping open pregnant women with their swords. And so I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah, and it will burn down their forts and palaces, and there will be wild shouts of battle like a whirlwind in a mighty storm, and their king and their princes will go into exile together. The Lord has spoken." The Lord says, "The people of Moab have sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave them unpunished any more, for they desecrated the tombs of the kings of Edom, with no respect for the dead. Now in return I will set fire upon Moab, and it will destroy all the palaces of Kerioth. Moab shall go down in tumult, as the warriors shout and the trumpets blare. And I will destroy their king and slay all their leaders under them. The Lord has spoken." The Lord says, "The people of Judah have sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave them unpunished any more, for they have rejected the laws of God, refusing to obey him. They have hardened their hearts and sinned, as their fathers did. So I will destroy Judah with fire, and burn down all Jerusalem's palaces and forts."
Oh, okay.
The people of Israel have sinned again and again, and I will not forget it. I will not leave them unpunished any more, for they have perverted justice by accepting bribes and sold into slavery the poor who cannot repay their debts. They trade them for a pair of shoes. They trample the poor in the dust and kick aside the meek. And a man and his father defile the same temple girl, corrupting my holy name. At their religious feast, they lounge in clothing stolen from their debtors. And in my own temple, they offer sacrifices of wine they purchased with stolen money. Yet think of all I did for them. I cleared the land of the Amorites before them. The Amorites as tall as cedar trees and strong as oaks. But I lopped off their fruit and cut their roots. And I brought you out from Egypt and led you through the desert 40 years to possess the land of the Amorites. And I chose your sons to be Nazarites and prophets. And can you deny this Israel? Asked the Lord. But you caused the Nazarites to sin by urging them to drink your wine. And you silenced my prophets, telling them, shut up. Therefore I will make you groan as a wagon groans that's loaded with sheaves. Your swiftest warriors will stumble in flight. The strong will all be made weak. And the great ones can no longer save themselves. The archer's aim will fail. The swiftest runners won't be fast enough to flee. And even the best of the horsemen can't outrun the danger then. The most courageous of your mighty men will drop their weapons and run for their lives that day. The Lord has spoken. Listen, this is your doom. It is spoken by the Lord against both Israel and Judah. Against the entire family I brought from Egypt. Of all the peoples of the earth, I've chosen you alone. And that is why I must punish you more for all your sins. For how can we walk together with your sins between us? Would I be roaring as a lion unless I had reason? The fact is, I'm getting ready to destroy you. Even a young lion, when it growls, shows it's ready for its food. A trap doesn't snap shut unless it's stepped on. Your punishment is well deserved. The alarm is sounded. Listen and fear. For I, the Lord, am sending disaster into your land. But always, first of all, I warn you through my prophets. This I now have done. The lion has roared. Tremble in fear. The Lord has sounded your doom. I dare not refuse to proclaim it. Call together the Assyrian and Egyptian leaders, saying, Take your seats now on the mountains of Samaria to witness the scandalous spectacle of all Israel's crimes. My people have forgotten what it means to do right, says the Lord. Their beautiful homes are full of the loot from their thefts and banditry. Therefore the Lord God says, An enemy is coming. He is surrounding them and will shatter their forts and plunder their beautiful homes. The Lord says, A shepherd tried to rescue his sheep from a lion, but it was too late. He snatched from the lion's mouth two legs and a piece of ear. And so it will be when the Israelites in Samaria are finally rescued. All they will have left is half a chair and a tattered pillow. Listen to this announcement and publish it throughout all Israel, says the Lord, the God of hosts. On the same day that I punish Israel for her sins, I will also punish the idol altars at Bethel. The horns of the altar will be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will destroy the beautiful homes of the wealthy, their winter mansions and their summer houses too, and demolish their ivory palaces. From Living Prophecies, the Old, Old Message in Modern Language. Today we've read from the Book of Amos. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.